Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic, but there may be some hope. According to an internal government memo, crews searching for the vessel carrying five people say they heard banging sounds in 30-minute intervals yesterday. It's unknown when the noises were heard or for how long. It's believed the submersible has less than 30 hours of breathable air left. Search efforts are focused on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Water rescue expert Butch Hendricks says the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location on board.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself that can send out a series of signals.
One possibility is that the submersible has become entangled on debris from Titanic.
Our big concern is that it's entangled somewhere on that wreck. There's a lot of debris across that wreck.
The governor of Pennsylvania says traffic will begin flowing along Interstate 95 in Philadelphia again this weekend. A portion of the busy highway has been closed since a bridge collapsed last week due to a tanker truck fire. Governor Josh Shapiro says paving could begin as early as today. The temporary roadway with six lanes open to traffic will be used until a permanent fix is completed. Home construction is surging once again, climbing nearly 22% from April to May of this year. The Census Bureau says home building went far beyond what was expected, which was actually a 0.1% decline. That could be due to low housing inventory in the existing market, sparking interest in new houses. Building permits also rose in May after drops earlier in the spring. The NBA draft is tomorrow night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The American Medical Association is telling U.S. healthcare professionals to make reports about drug-addicted pregnant women differently than before.
The AMA is telling those medical professionals to report the cases to Child Protective Services and not anyone else. They're worried pregnant women addicted to drugs will refuse to come in for help otherwise for fear of facing jail or losing custody of their child, and that child protective systems can handle the needs of the young ones where appropriate. Researchers with the AMA say non-punishable public health approaches result in better outcomes. I'm Ryan Daniels.
After investigating Hunter Biden for roughly 6 years, the Justice Department has made a deal in the case. Hunter Biden agreed with the Justice Department yesterday to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges. The DOJ deal also includes a way for Biden to avoid prosecution on a separate gun charge. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the agreement by Biden's Department of Justice continues to show the two-tiered justice system in America. A new poll shows Republicans love them some Trump.
While support has fallen a bit, the CNN poll shows Trump still leads the Republican presidential primary field for 2024. 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say they support Trump for the GOP nomination, down from 53% who said the same last month. In second place behind Trump is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 26% support. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
you know, the thing you got to love about the left is, you know, when you talk to them and suggest that there's a two-tiered justice system, have you noticed how their eyes kind of glaze over? It's like the wrong gospel, wrong church. It's like they're not paying attention whatsoever. They just don't, they don't get it. But for the other half of America, we look at what's happening in our justice system, especially with this latest ruling and this latest judgment with Hunter Biden. And in fact, the two-tier justice system is alive and well, and it's quite clear who's in charge. Rick Manning is with us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. I thought I'd poke the bear early. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think, let's just be real. Anybody else who evaded taxes for 2 years that he agreed that he evaded taxes in 2017, mm-hmm. 2018, and willfully, according to his own pleading, did not pay taxes on $1.5 million or more of money. They don't mm-hmm. specify how much money in the pleading with taxes.
Yeah, so how can they fine him for some nondescript number? You know, some ethereal number flying around there. That feels like $1.5 million.
I don't know if you've ever, you know, everybody's dealt with the IRS. It seems like I made about $64,000 last year, you know, give or take a few thousand, you know, and I'm paying and I owe a thousand, give or take a few thousand. I don't think we'd get away with that, but. In the pleading, it was very nonspecific. He could have not paid taxes on tens of millions of dollars. We don't know. It's just over $1.5 million.
Well, and maybe that'll come back down the road, Rick. Because you know, and this is the thing that's amazing to me. And I'm not trying to do an end zone dance of victory here. But when I talked with Miranda Devine when she had first released the book, I brought up about him paying taxes because he just seems so loose and fast about everything. You go, there's no way that this guy stayed on top and paid the taxes. And she goes, well, yeah, it's not a tax problem. And I couldn't help but think, this is like Al Capone. I mean, they can't get him on, the real murder. So we're going to get him on, we'll get him on tax evasion. Kind of like with Governor, what's his name, out of New York. Couldn't get him for killing thousands of people, Cuomo, but we could get him for, messing around.
For saying things he should have said and touching people he shouldn't have touched. Yeah, right. I mean that's kind of how things sometimes evolve. But I will tell you, Bill, the reason why this is outrageous is less about the pleading, because the pleading was very direct and simple, and none of us would have got that deal. A tax evasion, get you 3 to 5. So, and tax evasion over a series of years will definitely get you 3 to 5. You know, if your name's Hunter Biden, if you get the last name Biden, you don't get, you get the slap on the wrist. And, you know, but the outrageous part about this is the sources of the income were foreign companies.
Exactly.
The sources of the income were happening in 2014, 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. We know that. We know that. That's something that's been proven. And so the IRS, so the U.S. attorney sits there and says, we're going to ignore the source of income from when the big guy was vice president. And we're going to wash that away as part of the completing. And instead, we're going to focus on the years when he wasn't vice president, because at that point, you know, essentially all you could argue, you couldn't even argue that Hunter Biden was lobbying anybody in power. That he was actually providing any real value for his clients, because the big guy wasn't in power. But that's
okay. But where's the FARAH connection here, Rick?
Well, I mean, the FARAH connection would have been in 2014, 2015, 2016.
Doesn't it continue outside? I know, but doesn't it continue? I mean, you're still acting as a foreign agent. You know, maybe your dad's not the vice president.
Well, presumably, but you have to show them that you're actually having influence on somebody. It's a lot harder to prove when you're, what's easy to prove is he got a bunch of money from the Ukrainians, and that within the week, the head of the Ukrainian company was at a White House Christmas party sponsored by the vice president. Okay.
Right.
That's a very direct, you got paid. The president of the company is sitting in the White House at a Christmas party with the vice president. Okay, that happened. I think your listeners will remember that a guy named Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort was the longtime political operative, ran a presidential campaign in Ukraine, and won. And elected a guy who the Biden administration, or the Obama administration, didn't want to be president of Ukraine. Paul Manafort became the Trump campaign chairman for a short while. And Paul Manafort went to jail. He went to jail because of the following facts. He went to jail because it was alleged by the government, and he was found guilty of, having over a period of years run of operations out of Ukraine, political operations out of Ukraine, that where he had the money flow through multiple corporations and multiple banks to arrive at his account. And then he lobbied the government on behalf of Ukraine, he ended up being found guilty of that. So, which is your FARAH violations, foreign agent, violation.
So he failed to register.
It was a paperwork crime. Okay. So when you read the pleading of the Manafort indictment, it is exactly what the Bidens did. Exactly. You run money through a bunch of shell corporations with a lot of different banks involved. The Bidens, we know they were involved in 13 different banks running money through with over 20 shell corporations to wash the money. We know that. That's what the House Oversight Committee found. We know that because of the Manafort indictment, that the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office has the capacity to uncover that as well. And they undoubtedly did, related to the Biden family. And we know that there were over 100 filings of suspicious activity reports. We know that the House Oversight Committee is battling with the Treasury Department because they have hundreds of suspicious activity reports related to money transfers that were going around, because you can't transfer more than $10,000 without it creating a flag raising, not to mention
let's throw in a couple of whistleblowers in there into the mix.
And you have whistleblowers, you have the head of the company who says that it was a bad Bobulinski who's met with the FBI and so they laid it out, and yet somehow Manafort goes to jail, and a crime syndicate that's run by the current president of the United States and continued when he was vice president of the United States and presumably existed when he was a U.S. senator,
right?
That crime syndicate gets washed away.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah, when we talked to Paul,
what happened with Hunter Biden.
Yeah, when we talked to Paul Manafort, he spent months in solitary confinement, Rick.
Yes. Yeah, it's because they wanted him to turn over on Trump on the Russia collusion, which didn't exist. And that's the story of two-tier justice. If you're one party, you go to jail, solitary confinement. The other, you get a slap on the wrist, you continue to party on the writs.
Rick Manning is with us. Our conversation continues.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Is back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning continues with us. We were just talking about, you know, what's being put out there, the mainstream media. I mean, it's so disingenuous how they continue to bamboozle we the people. It's no wonder, you know, we're all like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed you know what. and they just keep piling it on. And this has to do with the attorney general in Delaware. You know, you've heard time and again, oh, it was Trump appointed. Trump appointed, so there must be some legitimacy. And so, Rick, what's the real truth here? How is it that this Trump appointed,
let's go back in time to when Donald Trump first took office. One of the many restrictions were put on Donald Trump was that, you go back in time, you'll remember, they kept saying, we have to have an independent Justice Department. Remember the independent Justice mm-hmm. Department? Oh, yeah. The independent Justice Department that had been staffed by Obama and his with a bunch of people who were radical leftists. And so we had to have an independent Justice Department. And we had a fight over whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed to appoint U.S. attorneys. That was a major fight, and we sit there, and I remember it because I was just aghast. I said, what do you mean? Now, obviously, you can appoint U.S. attorneys. Obama appointed all new U.S. attorneys. This is absurd. Mm-hmm. And so we had to fight over whether or not he could appoint U.S. attorneys. So the process for appointing U.S. attorneys is typically that the state, you end up saying, I'd like to appoint this guy. And that person then gets the okay of the senators. And in the case of Delaware, you've got Chris Coons and Tom Clapper, both Democrats and both very close allies of Joe Biden.
Right.
And so what happens? Joe Biden effectively gives a sign off on the U.S. attorney. Delaware is a state with one congressperson. This isn't California. Everybody knows everybody in Delaware.
Right.
And as a result, and if you're going to be moving up the food chain in Delaware, you pretty much better be a Democrat. So
yeah, exactly.
So the Democrats, Joe Biden approves and says through Coons and Carper, says, okay, this is the guy who's going to be the U.S. attorney. Mm-hmm. So he was appointed by Trump, but for all intents and purposes, he was appointed by Biden. He was okayed by Biden. And so you have somebody who he lives in Delaware. He wants to remain in Delaware. He has aspirations for his own career in Delaware. Well, you know what you better not do? You better not go throw the book at the Delaware boy made good, so it doesn't matter what the reality is. The fact is, this was a hometown, home cooked deal that, where Biden controlled the pieces, and he controlled the pieces because Donald Trump was never allowed to be president in any way, shape, or form. They blocked him from having his own national security advisor when they went after Flynn, Michael Flynn. Every step of the way, Donald Trump was blocked from being president of the United States, from having the same powers as any president before, because they never agreed that Donald Trump was a legitimate president. They couldn't allow him to have the ability to have U.S. attorneys who were his appointees, have various cabinet secretaries who were in alignment with Donald Trump, various people even in positions of at the National Security Council who weren't just Obama holdovers. All that stuff was stacked.
Yeah, and it's fixed.
And unfortunately, because Paul Ryan, the House Speaker at the time, and Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader at the time, believed their job was to manage Trump and make sure he didn't do anything, didn't go off the reservation and do anything, and maintain the status quo. Particularly McConnell, said, here's who we can get passed. Here's who we can get confirmed. And so Trump appointees had to fit within a narrow construct of being approved by McConnell. So you had McConnell being a leavening on one side, and you had, in the case of Delaware, you had Joe Biden's the successor to Joe Biden in the Senate approving who would end up being the U.S. attorney. And so it was a fixed game. And we see the result of that. The result of that is you get a slap on the wrist for a blatant tax evasion case. And the reason you have the slap on the wrist and you don't have it go back into the years when Joe Biden was vice president, and the reason you have it go back in the years when Joe Biden was president Because you have, once you have to push and find the sources of the income, and you say you didn't report the sources of the income, then the question becomes, why were you paid all this money? And why did you run it through 20 corporations to hide it? And suddenly it's a conspiracy. And suddenly you have to dig in, well, what was the conspiracy involving? Well, it was involving the access to the Vice President of the United States. So you have to go, the reason that these charges were 2017 and 2018, and they cut off anything that happened during the Obama-Biden administration, is because if you look at 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, when you look at those years, you have a direct tie to the vice president, now president.
Exactly.
And that gets ugly. So that's why this is a cover-up, because here's what the Democrats are going to say. U.S. Attorney Fuller, Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney, fully investigated it and found it was just a minor bookkeeping error by a misdemeanor bookkeeping error that didn't involve anybody but Hunter Biden, the coked-out kid.
Yeah. But they need to spell fully correctly. That's F-O-O-L-Y, fully.
Well, it's meant to fool you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Fool me, but you know, we won't be fooled. And and once again, you had the pleasure of having Paul Manafort on the air, so you heard the conditions he was kept in.
Exactly.
But I would just encourage you to look at the Manafort actual indictment. And the first two pages of the Manafort indictment, you don't have to read very far. First charge is exactly what Hunter Biden did. It is exactly, you could have put Hunter Biden's name in that indictment, and it would have been accurate.
Yeah.
So the
key difference is you're talking influence with the Vice President of the United States, direct.
Right. Right.
Influence.
And, well, you missed the other key difference is the special counsel who charged Manafort wasn't really interested in what Manafort was doing. What he was trying to do is get Manafort to say anything, that Donald Trump did anything related to Russia collusion. And so if you want to know, get the truth on Manafort, you look at it and you say, well, what happened to the senior partner in that relationship? And that was a guy named Tony Podesta. Well, Podesta's a big Democrat. And so Podesta didn't get charged. He did everything that Manafort did. Every single thing that Manafort did. And he didn't get charged. So Paul Manafort's mistake, the only mistake he actually made in any of that, was for 3 months he was the campaign chairman for Donald Trump to help the delegates.
How dare you step out of the establishment line, right? You step out of the establishment line, and you're going to pay for it. Go ahead.
And you know what? One of the challenges Donald Trump has right now is he's fighting these legal battles, and I'm not going to disparage the attorneys to have, because they're far more well versed in law than I am. But the fact of the matter is, people who would be the top attracted to this kind of case, or the top lawyers in America, don't dare touch it, because if they touch it, they lose their partnerships. They get attacked. They basically lose their livelihood. We've seen that by attorneys who helped Donald Trump in 2020. And so if you deign to go in and try to actually defend Donald Trump in the court of law, you are put in a position of extreme duress and personal sacrifice. So that's the two-tier system of justice. They will do anything to destroy Donald Trump. And I think we're going to see that continue. And quite honestly, we have to shore up and tell the House of Representatives that, the best way to deal with the outrage of this differentiation of treatment is to really engage in impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden to get to the bottom of exactly what happened with this crime family, with this crime syndicate, so we can learn. And truthfully, he can be impeached over
Rick,
the most conflicted president
like,
in history.
It's almost like they have no choice, Rick. They have to do this for the sake of the Democratic Republic and the continuation of our freedoms, right? I mean, I don't know how else. Because the court system's rigged, as you said.
Kevin McCarthy said that yesterday, so take heart. Something's going to happen.
There it is. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic, but there may be some hope. According to an internal government memo, crews searching for the vessel carrying five people say they heard banging sounds in 30-minute intervals yesterday. It's unknown when the noises were heard or for how long. It's believed the submersible has less than 30 hours of breathable air left. Search efforts are focused on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Water rescue expert Butch Hendricks says the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location on board.
There's no emergency deploy beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
One possibility is that the submersible has become entangled on debris from Titanic. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
See how the deck has been stacked from day one. It is amazing, you know, as Rick Manning pointed out, how President Trump was hogtied in so many ways. And this is the thing, and Bill Pascoe was with us, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. And I would dare say, Bill, you were probably more prepared in dealing and understanding the inner ball game of the Beltway than one Donald Trump, who clearly was an outsider, even though smart guy and knew a lot. There's a lot of nuance in dealing with the bureaucracy when you're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of self-serving bureaucrats. This is a, you know, like an amoeba with its own personality for self-preservation that has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution and what's good for America. At least in my humble opinion. Am I that far off?
Well, and a bright and cheery good morning to you too, Bill.
I'm sorry.
You just served up.
I know. Let's just go ahead and throw you into the deep end of the pool right at the beginning. I'm sorry. But, I didn't give you a chance to wade in.
But you're exactly right. Listen, if you want to make, everybody knows, if you want to make money, you go to Manhattan. If you want to make movies, you go to Southern California. If you want to do politics, you go to Washington. This
exactly.
is a company town, and like a lot of company towns, the company runs this town. There is a permanent establishment here, a permanent bureaucracy, not for nothing. Now, I said, if you want to make money, you go to Manhattan. I would argue, actually, if you want to make money, you should be getting involved in government and government consulting services, because six of the 10 richest counties in the country are the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Now, we don't produce anything here. We don't mine anything. We don't have natural resources here. What we do is we move paper. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's from one government office to another government agency. That's what we do here. And yet, 6 of the 10 richest counties in the country are right here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. So maybe if you want to make money going to Manhattan, that's the old way. Maybe you should
yes.
come to Washington, D.C. But you're absolutely right. The fundamental point, mm-hmm. there is a permanent bureaucracy, a permanent structure here
mm-hmm.
that didn't take kindly to the guy who came in and wanted to overthrow the tables.
Exactly.
It didn't sit well. It didn't mm-hmm. take. And what we see yesterday, for instance, in the Hunter Biden plea agreement, this is the infrastructure taking care of one of its own.
Yes.
There's no way in the world, given what we know, that he couldn't have been, that Hunter Biden could have gotten off scot-free. Couldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, he's part of the establishment. He's
right.
he's a princeling, as you and I have discussed before.
Exactly.
He's a princeling. And so
mm-hmm.
what do they do? A misdemeanor charges on taxes? I've been reading about this. For the amount of money that they say that he didn't pay his taxes on, it's very rare that they even bring a misdemeanor prosecution. And the difference is failure to pay taxes versus deliberately evading taxes. That's the misdemeanor versus the felony.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, U.S. attorneys who prosecute tax cases go after the felony case, and they prove that you had an intent to evade your taxes. That's a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they charged him with. Here's the most important point. Remember, if Hunter Biden's last name were Cunningham or Smith or Jones, we wouldn't care. The only reason we care is because he's the son of the president, and there's a question now about whether or not the president is corrupt. And what they're hoping, and what I saw in the dominant media all day yesterday, is two words, wrap up. Wrap up. This wraps up the Hunter Biden investigation. Well, House Republicans don't think it wraps up anything. House Republicans are still very interested. House Republicans, remember, we've got...
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay, Bill, because if it's wrapped up, then the Justice Department can't say, oh, we can't comment because it's still being adjudicated.
Ongoing.
Right,
that's
ongoing.
Right.
Yeah, the old get out of jail card. Well, they can't
that's
say
right.
that now. Right, but I'm sure they're going to say they're going to come back and say, well, that was premature. It's not. It's still ongoing. You know, because that gives them that shield of protection.
Here's the important thing: we've still got IRS whistleblowers who
mm-hmm.
have come to House Republicans, to the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee, and have testified now. And in fact, in the Ways and Means Committee, they've testified that there was undue political bias brought into play in the investigation, and that things were done in a different way than what they're used to, and that these were on orders from the Department of Justice. Okay, that's one thing we've got. We've still got to track down what the heck is this allegation of a $5 million bribe to Joe and a $5 million bribe to Hunter from Burisma. That is still a very live topic. House Republicans are, I guarantee you, there wasn't any House Republican who got the breaking news alert yesterday and said, oh, well, now we can just move on about the rest of our business.
Exactly.
And we're going to drop everything
right.
about the $5 million bribe from Ukraine. That's not going to happen, trust me.
Mm.
But that's what the Democrats and the dominant media are hoping will happen. Now we've dealt with Hunter Biden. We've wrapped it up. It's got it's in a nice package. It's got a nice bow on top.
Yeah.
Now we can move on. That's what they
think. Yeah, Joe Biden will say, why are you bringing it up? That's old news, right? And so they'll deflect it because that's the way they do it. You know, Bill, based on what we said earlier at the opening of this conversation here, I feel for these whistleblowers because it's like their career's dead. Where are they going to go? They're done.
They
have crossed over. I mean, this is like... This is like you're just waiting for the final mafia ceremony here, right? You've defied the mafia. You've defied the family.
Yeah, they need to go into the witness protection program. The problem is that the witness protection program is run by the very people that they just dropped a dime on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I mean, is it any wonder the corruption runs so deep? I mean, you know, if America pauses and thinks about it, it's enough to blow their heads up. I mean, because it's like, look at, if you're not part of the 50% that goes along and you think this is the way government should go, a la, you know, vis-a-vis you're a Democrat, and if you're anything other than a Democrat, I mean, you're sitting there going, this doesn't make sense. No, that's right. It doesn't make sense. So just assume the position because this is what they do. They just steal from you, just as you pointed out. Where they are there in the Beltway, they're not creating anything. They're not doing anything. They're just moving paper along. But each time they move a piece of paper, it's more of our tax dollars that goes right out the door, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that, this is how we have $31.5 trillion in debt built up.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this is an amazing story. We don't talk about this enough. You and I should talk about this more. We should have a conversation at some point in the future simply on how did we arrive at a $31.5 trillion debt? Because I got news for you. It's all happened in the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yes.
I mean, our country is almost, we're going to celebrate, in just a couple of years, we're going to celebrate 250 years since they signed the Declaration of Independence. And for 210 of those years, somehow or other, they were able to do it, for the most part, living within their means. Now, there were times, there were national calamities, there were world wars. Okay, we went into debt. But guess what? After the war, we quickly paid off that debt.
Exactly.
But, yeah, but no longer. No longer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when was the last time we had a balanced budget? Can you remember? I can remember. And because it's a blip. It's a blip in my lifetime. I'm 62 years old. There have been a balanced budget for precisely four of those years.
That's
from 1997 to 2001. And what was it that brought about the balanced budget that we finally got? It was the first time we had a Republican Congress. If you remember, in 1994, we had an election that brought about the first Republican Congress in 40 years. In my lifetime, I'd never had a Republican Congress. Then Republicans took control of the Congress beginning in January of 1995, and they argued and they blustered and they shut down the government and they fought with Clinton, and they got him finally, after 2 years of negotiations, they got him to agree to sign a balanced budget deal in 1996, and the result was that in 1997, we had the first balanced budget since 1969.
Exactly.
And then for the next 3 years, we had a balanced budget, and then in 2001...
Exactly.
It blew up, and we have
to leave it there, Bill Pascoe. Thank you, buddy.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctor. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, real quick, I want to thank you again. Our listeners supported Campaign for Truth and Liberty continues. And, hey, great news. I mean, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for supporting the cause here, because it takes more than a village. It's going to take all of us, all hands on deck, right, to save this country. And we continue to fight that good fight on your behalf for truth and liberty. I mean, how many places can you go to and have these kind of conversations? It's not about 8-second sound bites. We're not interested in partisanship. Okay, this is what got us in trouble to begin with. It is about this constitutional republic. It's about getting back to first principles. And if you're in, you can help us out in supporting the cause here. I don't know if you're aware, but as a result of the last campaign, we were able to expand into a TV component of the show. So every afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern, we are broadcasting live on television on a TV podcast show, which is awesome. It is a dream come true for me, because 15 years ago, that was my dream, was to be able to do this. And we're doing it now, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock. And if you go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com, you can join us live, or you can download any one of the topics, because we spend an hour with these experienced, knowledgeable guests who are here to inform you and to enlarge your capacity and understanding of what your government is doing and how it works. And not only that, but things about life and, you know, just general issues, issues of faith as well. So the topics run in a general context of what you're hearing on this show every day, but we're able to hang in there just a little bit longer with our guests, which is you know, very advantageous, and hopefully it benefits you as well, because what we're hoping in our conversations, that it's not what Bill Martinez says or what, you know, Chris Chmielewski says, or any, you know, hopefully what it is that we are motivating you to say, oh, I'm going to look into that further. This is how we increase the intellect of the voter politic, okay? We have got to enlarge our capacity, and we have to exercise critical thinking. So this is what this is all about. And our hope is that whatever we do, whatever we're saying, is that we are, you know, we are eliciting a positive emotional response. That it's something where you sit there and say, hey, I'm glad I tuned in, and that I'm all the better for it. So anyway, You can participate in this ongoing campaign. We thank you. The donations, keep them coming in, $5, $10, whatever amount that I trust that God places on your heart to help us get back to first principles. Your donations are tax deductible. We are appreciative of our partner, Hill of Hope. It's a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. It goes through them so that your donations are tax deductible, and then it comes to the Bill Martinez Show. So thank you for your participation. Thank you for saving this country. And right now, thank you, Chris Chmielewski, for coming on. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Chris is here with us. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. And I guess good news is that we've got the House Appropriations Committee marking up the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill this week. You know, something that the House fought for. You know, the Democrats, of course, wanted omnibus. You know, one price takes care of everything. But the House held to their guns, and now we're going to break down each appropriation in a way it should be. Right, Chris?
Yeah, you know, when I first came to town 16 years ago, this is the way things were done. There's 13 separate appropriations bills that typically pass both the House and the Senate, and the President signs them into law, and that's how we set spending levels for the next fiscal year. But, you know, at least for the last 5 or 6 years, I can't even remember the last time the House of Representatives passed a DHS appropriations bill, Homeland Security, because that's usually one of the more controversial of the spending bills. But, you know, we've been in this cycle of continuing resolutions and facing government shutdowns. So, right, the good news is that the House is actually doing what they're supposed to do, fund the federal government, control the purse strings. But unfortunately, they're doing a little bit of legislating in it, too, and we fear a few of those provisions that they've stuffed in there.
Well, let's talk about those provisions now. What are they?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, despite the fact that, you know, we've still got this parade of illegal border crossers, unauthorized migrants coming into the United States, the Biden administration allowing them to come in, and make no mistake, most of these folks coming across the border, they're low skilled workers. So they're coming in to do low skilled jobs here in the United States.
Chris, let me ask you something here, because this comes up from time to time. Is anybody at the border vetting these people to say, hey, what's your gifts? What's your talents? What do you got? You know, is anybody asking this question, or is this just like the bullfight? You know, Olay, come on in.
Well, if there's one thing we've learned in the last couple of weeks, we're just happy when they ask, hey, have you been convicted of any violent crimes in recent memory? Because sometimes they're not even getting that information from these people. And I'm referencing the fact that ICE had to pick up a convicted murderer in Massachusetts.
Should I be concerned when you answer that question that your fingers are crossed?
Yeah, exactly. Might have both of them crossed. So we've got this flood of low-wage workers coming across the border. And what they've done is they have made them less terrible from the original draft, but they're still bad. Essentially, what they're doing is they're expanding both the H-2A agricultural guest worker program and the H-2B non-agricultural guest worker program. And both of these programs are heavily abused. It's been covered by media on both the left and the right, in fact, the abuses within these programs. And yet, you know, we've got a small group of Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives that love these programs. At least they have donors that love these programs. So they're expanding them. Like I said, they're a little bit less worse from what they first wrote with the H-2B program. The H-2B, these are for non-agricultural low-skilled jobs, temporary or seasonal. So these are folks that are coming in and doing like landscaping work, working in hospitality in some of these high tourist spots, especially during the summer months. These are the sorts of jobs that they're working. There's an annual cap of $66,000 each year. They're going to exempt returning workers from the last 3 years. The original language was actually going to exempt returning workers indefinitely. So, I mean, it could just allow these numbers to get, we'll just say really, really, really big.
Without a doubt. But Chris, are they going to let them go back and forth across the border like they did in the old days?
They will. And, you know, the question is that going to be enforced? You know, that's, you know,
roughly half the people that are here illegally, well, not so much now because of the recent border search over the last 2.5 years, but prior to this massive Biden border search, you know, it was roughly about half the people who were in the country illegally came here legally in the first place and never left because we don't enforce it when their visa expires. But if they want to be a returning worker and keep coming back, then they will have to leave, because if they don't leave, then they're going to be found inadmissible if they overstayed a visa.
This was the problem in court, Chris, with the Bracero program, when they cut the because the Bracero program allowed them, and was it perfect? Not perfect, but definitely more better than what we got right now. The other thing is that I would be monitoring very closely, especially with them going back and forth. And you and I talk about this every week, and it just seems to, you know, go on deaf ears, and that's the cartel's connection. You know, these people are coming across. I mean, are they free, you know, when they come across, are they now the new breed of, you know, liberated souls, or are they connected to cartels doing the cartel business?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's, you know, what some of these lawmakers that are pushing to expand their programs, that could be one of the arguments that they're trying to make, is that, hey, listen, if we expand these programs, then instead of them coming through the hands of the cartels and being owned by the cartels once they get here, at least now they'll be coming on they'll be coming authorized. They'll have visas when they get here, so they don't have to come through. They don't have to come through the cartels. But, you know, agriculture.
I don't know how they're going to do that, Chris, because the cartels, they're the gatekeepers. You may have your paperwork and that sort of thing, but still, you're not going to get on the other side without the cartels, you know, allowing it to be so. And so, they're going to control because that represents revenue to them. Are you kidding me? No, they're not going to give that up.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, you know, we'll see how this whole thing plays out. You know, we're hoping that if it got to the House floor and if it comes to the House floor in a partisan way, I believe that the House Appropriations Bill is set at fiscal 2022 spending levels. So that's not something that's going to make Democrats happy. So if all Democrats oppose, you only need 3 or 4 Republicans to oppose these guest worker programs or some of the other provisions that they've stuffed into the appropriations bill for it not to pass. So House leadership may have to do something with not just these immigration provisions, but maybe a couple other things with the bill in order to get it across the finish line. So we're hopeful, and we're asking everybody to reach out to Congress and tell them to strip these guest worker provisions out of there.
Exactly. Any idea, a little preview of some of these crazy things they're trying to insert? Because they can't help themselves. Anytime a bill comes up, they've got to, you know, put an ornament or two on the tree, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the thing with Republicans is Republicans are always looking for, Republicans are always trying to increase spending levels for border security, the law enforcement side. So, I don't think we have to worry about too many poison pills. And of course, I'm focused more so on the immigration provisions, but certainly these immigration ones, in my opinion, are bad enough.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, look, I appreciate you keeping us up to date every week on this. And of course, we'll have an update, God willing, you know, next week. And meanwhile, we'll check out and see what other ornaments are hanging from the tree that may have gotten by this week, right? Because there's always something.
Always.
Yeah, you know, that's what keeps them busy, you know. So, hey, Chris, how can the people be in touch and be in the flow of the know here with Numbers USA? Where do they go for more information?
Visit us at numbersusa.com or across all the social media outlets at Numbers USA.
Chris Jemelinski, he's the Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, you too.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jim.